Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
hungover.
Yeah, you are hungover.
I actually think this podcast would make a hangover worse, if I'm being real with you.
Oh, why is that?
Just there's a lot of shouting, a lot of silly comments, and I just think if I were hungover, I'd be like, oh, shut up. That's why I don't drink during the week.
It's maybe you need to.
Maybe.
Mellow you out.
It sounds like also you wouldn't want to be around Nathan and I when you're hungover.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever hungover before,
no.
And there's probably a reason for that.
We'd get on your nerves, wouldn't we?
Oh,
sorry,
absolutely.
Mate, you got some messages you want to reply to? Looking
no,
down at your
sorry,
phone.
Just, it's all right. That's fine.
Let me see what it is.
No, well, yeah, okay.
No, because we got some stuff to get to. Because today on the podcast, we're going to share a story. Because sometimes on the podcast, we mention what's coming up. But what we're going to start doing is sharing some stories.
Yeah.
Some stories that either involve myself, producer Grace, or Nate. It's Jimmy speaking. And today I'm going to tell a story about myself, guys. That you probably don't know too much about, but I was in a Kleenex commercial singing this.
Great track.
This makes me want to buy tissues.
Yeah, so, they were throwing tissues around and stuff.
Oh, really?
That's so fun. At the time I was living in Brisbane, and me and my mate, Andrew McGee. We've lost touch.
That sounds like a made-up name.
I'll bring him up on...
Andrew McGee.
I still have him on Facebook. We never chat, though. I've got a swap, though. I'm currently in the Jimmy and Nate Facebook account. You can switch between them now.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Because when I'm on the Jimmy and Nate one, I can't find anything.
Andrew McGee. What's he? I want to know what he's up to, big fella.
It's really bad.
Should have had this ready.
Because
people just want to know the story now.
Yeah, well, I'm really struggling to find it.
Okay, I've got a couple of questions.
Okay,
when you told us this story, you said I was dancing around in a Kleenex commercial, throwing tissues, singing this song. I thought you were like six.
Yeah, how
Sounds
old were
like
you?
You were not six.
How old were you?
No, I was living in Brisbane, so I would have been 21, 22
how did
or something.
How did this come about? So, stop searching for Andrew McGee.
No, I found it. Look.
Okay.
But I couldn't find it because it's Andy McGee.
Okay, Andy McGee.
Andy
cool.
McGee.
All right.
So me and Andy, there's a shopping centre in Brisbane called Chermside Shopping Centre.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Westfield. It's quite large. And they used to have this big area where there'd be like events and things on. And so this one day, Kleenex were there with their promotional staff giving out boxes of tissues.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry, my producer is yawning.
I'm so sorry. I just had to have a big yawn. I did it off mic though.
And they were giving out Kleenex commercials and they were like, oh, we want to do, there was this competition where if you filmed yourself singing I'm Walking on Sunshine, it could be part of a TV commercial.
Oh, cool. You had to do it there and then.
No. You could do it whenever.
Oh,
but
right.
That was part of the thing. So
so was the prize getting on the commercial or did you get
No, the prize was just getting on the commercial.
Right, okay,
So me and McGee, they gave out heaps of tissues.
Sure.
So we stocked up on free Kleenex.
Got some free tissues, yeah.
Then we went home and, I can play guitar. So I play guitar and Andrew is a way better singer than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So me and him just filmed ourselves on my iMac singing this and then uploaded it. I think we uploaded it on Twitter. There was a hashtag.
Okay.
And then, they ended up...
So they just used that footage that you sent in?
Yeah, we sent in.
Okay. Did they tell you that they were going to use it or did it just appear and
no.
You saw the ad?
So we put it up with the hashtag, whatever it was, Kleenex Sunshine or something. It was one of those social media campaigns. And then it was, I think a mate of ours texts us in a group chat and he's like, you guys are on
a Kleenex ad. So there was
ad.
No correspondence. They didn't say, hey, thanks, we've used your video.
Nope. Nothing.
50% off.
And
Kleenex.
It was, we only would have, so they did a, it wasn't just us. You can imagine heaps of people
uploaded.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like cutting through that song and
heaps
different people singing
it.
So we were only on there for like a couple of, probably 2 seconds.
Was this a national ad?
Yeah, national campaign.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got any footage? Have you got the footage?
I don't. I never saved any. It would exist somewhere. But yeah, it would
I'd
be
love
on there.
To locate it.
It would be good to locate
2 seconds of me and him singing.
I'd love to see it. So you don't have it on your iMac anymore?
I probably would have the original of me and him singing it. It's an entire. No, actually, I think we just did a verse and a chorus.
I'd love that. I'd love some stuff. I'd love something.
Because it's a very simple song to
play
guitar.
Do we reach out to Kleenex?
And see if we can get just, this.
No, to get some reparation, to get some pay.
Yeah, no, that's actually
because,
true.
Because they use that. They use that footage for a national campaign, and I think it's actually a little bit illegal.
No, I'm guessing in the terms and conditions.
Oh, boring. Grace, I'm trying to come up with content here. In terms and conditions.
Well, that's my job to say in the terms and conditions.
But it's my job to go, shut up, I reckon this is great.
As the lawyer, for those who don't know, yes. Nathie's a lawyer. Mm. Squeeze the lemon.
Squeeze them, mate. If we can get at least one box of tissues, this is great.
Because I'll tell you
this
what.
This is what we call a story arc. A podcast story arc.
I tell you one thing I hate paying for.
Mm.
Tissues, but also toilet paper.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. You know, I'm
I would
today,
love a lifetime or a year supply.
I am going to send Kleenex an email.
An email.
Now, as a lawyer or as Nate from the Jimmy and Nate show?
As a lawyer.
Okay, yep.
As the lawyer of the Jimmy and Nate show, I'm going to reach out to Kleenex. I'm going to demand some sort of reparation. I'm going to go in high, just so you know.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to ask for $1 million, okay? And then the bargaining will obviously start I will accept as a minimum one box of Kleenex tissues.
Okay. No, I'm into this.
Are we happy with that?
Can I also...
Because I want to look after you and you have rights... And they cannot exploit you on a national campaign like that.
I'm sorry,
I won't stand for it.
Just in our emails at the moment, and this is a peek behind the scenes, Nate's work email, your email signature says, Executive Director of the Nate Department for the Jimmy and Nate Show.
Yes.
Should we change your email signature to the lawyer of the Jimmy and Nate Show?
I think so.
Just for this email
well,
to Kleenex?
Well, no, any emails, because you do
Jimmy
have a...
Jimmy Nate lawyer.
Because you have a law degree.
Yeah.
That you, let's be honest,
yeah.
Probably
official. What if I say official legal representation of the Jimmy and Nate Show?
I like that.
Mm.
Yeah, official lawyer.
In-house counsel.
No, if you get two techie people to believe it.
Well, it's true.
He does have a law degree.
Yeah. I'm going to do it.
What do you have?
I have executive producer of the Jimmy and Nate show, because I have to send out proper emails.
Yeah, no, you can't change yours.
This is a proper email.
No, I know it's a proper email.
I'm defending your right. You've been taken advantage of. Dave. How long ago was this?
10 years.
About 10 years.
Yeah, well within the statute of limitations, so we're fine.
Did you say statute of limitations?
Statute of limitations. Although a statue of limitations.
I am not a lawyer, so maybe it is the statute of limitations.
That's the thing. Just so you know that if I'm going out for $1 million here, but also my fee is 70%.
Oh, I was honestly just about to say you could have half of whatever I get.
Yeah, well, we're going above it.
The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, Thursday already, Jim. Slice it, dice it. Let's eat up Thursday, shall we? Speaking of eating, big night last night of eating at your place. Little batch pad night, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, I'm glad you mentioned it because possibly one of the funniest things that...
You and I put together of achieved.
Yeah.
It was like a scene. I'm assuming we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like a scene from Dumb and Dumber.
It felt like a TV show or a movie. So last night, Nath came over. If you don't know, we're big Marvel fans. We're big sport fans. So last night, it was the last episode of Loki, which is a Marvel TV show on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Do yourself a favour. Amazing.
Sensational. Even if you're not really into Marvel, I mean, there's a few little nuances that you won't understand, but even if you're not into it, it's just a good TV show.
It is. And Tom Hiddleston, who plays Loki,
phenomenal.
So that was the finale last night. So Nathan and I watched that, and then the Rugby League State of Origin was on. So we watched that. So we thought, all right. So I decided we just did some chip and dip and then just some chicken wings.
Yeah, did some wings with some broccolini.
Broccolini. Yeah. Anyway, so... I'll paint a picture for you. So Nath is sitting on the couch, as the big fella does. And
kind
he enjoys
lying down.
Yeah, he enjoys eating. So Nath's sitting on the couch. I'm getting the wings out of the oven.
Yeah.
So I get the wings out of the oven. And so I put them in this little tray with a glass top, an oven dish.
Yeah.
So I put the oven dish down on the table in front of Nath. Mm. It's a little like coffee table in front of the couch.
Yeah, a little glass coffee table.
Yeah. So Nath's sitting there. I put that down. Anyway, then as I then take the oven mitts off to put basically the tray on that. So then I go to take the glass lid off, and as I take it's just come straight out of the oven.
Yeah.
So I throw it at Nath.
Yeah, you throw it.
But it lands in front of Nath on the table, smashes
my glass of water.
Full of water.
Smashes that. Didn't smash the table. Also.
Didn't smash the table or the thing.
Or the lid.
But then smashes the glass. It then slides onto the ground. So now there's water everywhere. Yeah. There's glass everywhere.
Yeah.
The for some reason the glass lid's kind of bouncing.
Yeah.
I just scream at Nath. I'm like, Nath, grab anything!
Grab anything, Nath! And then I'm, like, still in shock. So I go, oh,
So I sit up and I lean down and grab this thing, which has just been in the oven for an hour.
You grab out of everything, you grab the oven lid.
You said grab anything. And I grabbed the lid, which has been in the oven for an hour on 200 degrees. So I just go, ah!
But you pick it up. And then you hold it and you look at me and you go, ah!
And now I've got Band-Aids on my fingers because I'm burnt.
But you,
and then I yell at you and I'm like, you said grab anything. And then you go to me, yeah, but not that.
But you pick it up. You grab onto it, hold it up as you're screaming and you look at me in the eyes and go, ah! And then you drop it.
So much.
So it drops again, bounces everywhere, knocks more things.
Oh.
The wings are everywhere. And then, so it
bloody
just...
schmozzle.
It felt like a scene from a movie.
Yeah.
Because it started with me grabbing the lid and I've gone, so I've thrown it at Nate.
You throw it at me, smashes everything. Glass.
I go, grab something.
Yeah.
And in my head, I meant like, grab a towel or wipe out the water. Yeah. You just pick the oven lid up and go, ah!
When you said grab something, the only things I could grab in my immediate vicinity were water droplets, smashed glass, or the boiling hot lid.
You pick the lid up. You pick it up. Look at me and go, ah! And then you dropped it again.
I think it's how
and
fast
I was like, anything
of
that.
I freaked out.
Oh, it was. I just, again, we had no footage of it.
I
no
just
one was
wish
there.
We could have filmed that.
It was probably the dumbest thing both of us. I touch the lid, throw it at you,
yeah.
And you pick it back up, and you pick it up, look at me as you're screaming, ah! I said, not that.
And now I'm injured. I've got bloody Band-Aids
on
my fingers.
Band-Aids
on
your
like
fingers.
A loser.
Great night. No.
Carry on.
Nath, we were only chatting about this earlier in the year, you, me, and producer Grace, and it's school. It's attendance rates, especially year 11 and 12, are at alarmingly low levels.
Mm.
Because I grew up in a very small country town, and these kids are skipping school, we never skipped school because we had nowhere to go.
Well, there's nothing else to do.
Correct.
It's either that or run with the cows or something.
And we had kids who used to be at school throw their uniforms back on and come into school.
Yeah, it was
lunchtimes.
Like a reverse suspension.
Nick Mallon Ashton was really good at it. He'd put his whole uniform on and come into hang out at lunchtime and morning tea, and the teacher would be like, Nick, you don't go here anymore.
Nick, you're 40. Go home. You got kids.
But then I produced Grace in the studio. I asked both of you if you guys skipped school and then...
No, absolutely not.
No, I love school. That's how I hit my peak year 11 and 12.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
No,
I had friends,
so. I love school, but I was afraid of getting in trouble, so...
Yeah, no, yeah. You're both great to chat about this one. You had friends.
I had friends, yeah.
Grace,
I had some friends, kind of.
One of your high school friends is on this very network. Nick Kelly fills in for Ash London.
Yeah,
he's the
best friends in high school. We actually dated, weirdly enough.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah. What happened?
Yeah, long story.
So, 12 schools.
You guys travelled overseas together.
Oh, yeah, we're
didn't
best
you?
Friends now. We're
best
we're
friends.
Very good friends.
Is it weird?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Mm. Not at all.
12 schools around Tassie had lower attendance rates at the end of term one this year compared to last year, with one school reporting only 36% of its students were turning up.
Mm.
I didn't do this last time, but I thought I'd do it today. Flip it around the other way, because you guys love school so much.
Yeah.
What could something schools potentially do to get kids to go to schools? What did you guys love about school?
Oh, hanging out with my mates. Like, all my friends were at school. If I didn't go to school, I'd know what to hang out with.
Same reason my friends who left for apprenticeships and traineeships would come back because all our friends were at school.
I had nothing to do. Like, if I wasn't at school, I'd be...
I'll tell you something that my school does now that they didn't do when I was there, which I would have got around 100%. Because you guys know I'm very late to everything.
Mm.
I'm late to everything. So my mum is now the tuck shop canteen lady at my school. She wasn't there when I was.
Yeah.
They do breakfast now.
Mm.
Oh, that would be so good.
They do this at my school now too.
And so now there's all the kids get there early because they want to get breakfast before school. And a lot of them weren't having breakfast at home. They were skipping it. So that I think that would help.
See, I would play. My sport was at school, like drum. Drama-esque extracurricular. That was all at school. So my whole life was centered around going to school. If I wasn't there, I was like,
a bit bored.
Yeah, it was boring as.
I just missed learning stuff.
Learning
that was my favorite thing about school, just learning.
Learning things, yeah.
I think it's hard though. I mean, Grace, you don't want to get in trouble and you love learning.
Yeah.
And Nath, we've learned popular and good at everything.
We had very different school experiences.
Yeah. We would have been friends at school.
No, we would
have been friends, but I would have told other people that we weren't friends.
Yes, we would have been secret friends. Yeah. But like in public, you would have been like, what a loser.
Yeah, don't look at me, weirdo. Love you.
You would have been chatting on MSN Messenger. Yeah. And then Grace.
How fun was drama today?
Grace would have been like, can I be in your top friends on MySpace? And you're like, oh, I've only got room for 6.
Yeah.
8. 12, 20.
Can fit everyone, but actually, we can't be friends on MySpace. It's like a weird thing.
Mm. MySpace was the root of so many issues.
It was. I had so many arguments and stuff. Look, I don't know what it is. I think it's especially year 11 and 12. I think that's hard because you get to that point where you're like, I don't know if I really want to be doing this anymore.
Especially transferring over to college here in Tassie as well. Yeah. Like, I mean, most of the time you're going to a different campus.
Well, I've spoken to some people though, and they love that. They love the idea of leaving one school and going to another.
I actually did that. I went to school on the mainland. I left school at year 10, went to a different school, and I loved being the new kid.
Yeah.
I'd never had that experience before, and it was actually like, year 11 and 12, I was kind of popular. Not popular, but people actually liked me. So, what?
It was cool. I don't believe you.
Nath, you and I, we've been travelling around Tasmania.
We have.
Experiencing the off-season and everything that Tassie has to offer. Producer Grace, you joined us in the studio. Unfortunately, you haven't been able to come with us. You've got to be back here putting the show
keeping
together.
The ship afloat.
Correct. You're the executive producer, mate. We need somebody to do some work.
Yeah. You're the only one. But as you know, you would have seen Nath and I, and you've been around with us in the car. We love a sing-along.
Mm.
And the other day, we were in the car and we were singing along to this song.
Banger, by the way. She don't know what she got
till it's gone. They made paradise and put up a parking lot. Oh, guys. Should we move to New York and be waitresses and
try and make it on Broadway? Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
We'd be a good little trio.
Well, fun fact about that song. First song I learned on guitar as well.
First song
I learned on guitar.
I swear you said that about 4 different songs.
Yeah, I feel like that too.
Mm. That...
Guys, it was one of the first 5 songs I learned on guitar.
That song has a B in it, and B's really hard to play when you're learning.
Tell me about it with the capo. And
so that was the first song I tried to learn, but then when it came to playing that chord, I just wouldn't play anything. And then I just pulled my house guitar, and there'd be no guitar.
B is one of the hardest notes.
What do you reckon the second hardest one is?
Oh, G sharp, most probably.
I'd go B minor.
No, not B minor. It's more G sharp or an E. Very difficult, hard to strum.
But as we were listening to that song, Nath, we were commenting on, play the chorus again.
Okay. Don't it always
seem to go? Now, the song is Big Yellow Taxi. Can you hear that? No.
And this is the chorus.
Yeah. Now, Big Yellow Taxi is in the song. It's in the third verse, and it's said once. Yeah. So, late last night, I heard the screen door slam.
A big yellow taxi took my girl away.
Mm.
You say bird?
It's not bird.
The song is about a budgie.
Parrot.
Misheard song lyrics. Mm. And I actually went a deep dive yesterday because I was Googling songs that, you know, the name of the song isn't in the chorus. But then I discovered a list of songs where the name of the song isn't even in the song at all.
Oh, at all.
At all.
Wow.
Which blew my mind because I just didn't think that existed. Now we're going
to... Well, it's an easy way to name a song, isn't it? When you just got a repeated word in the chorus.
In the chorus. Yeah. So we're going to play... We haven't played this in a while, but we're bringing it back. It's Jimmy's verse game. Now it's time for Jimmy's verse game. Yes, this is Jimmy's verse game. It is the song titles that never appear in the song edition.
Yeah, love that.
So how it works is, Nath, you're up against producer Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Your names are your buzzers. I will play a bit of a song. Now, you can let it play out whenever you want to buzz in and name that song. Again, these songs, the name of the song does not appear in the song at all.
All right, we'll do that next on Hit. Jimmy brought back this. Jimmy's
verse game. Yes, Jimmy's verse game. This is a very special edition. It is the song titles that never appear in the song edition.
Yeah.
So how this works is I'm going to play a grab of a song. Your names are your buzzers. Nath, you are going up against producer Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're just changing during the song. How you guys want it to work is when someone buzzes in, the first person to buzz in, we stop the song.
You've got to stop the song. Yeah, I think that's fair because otherwise the other person will get more advantage because the song will keep playing, won't it?
Keep playing. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
We're ready.
Right. Okay. Again, this is song titles that never appear in the song. So the name of the song, they never say it in the song at all.
And it's names as buzzers.
Names are buzzers.
And you need title and artist?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Why not?
Okay.
So, yeah, you go. Maybe you change it halfway through.
I'll change it halfway through. Yeah, okay.
No, don't change the rules halfway through. Stick,
why?
Choose something and stick with it.
Boring.
All right, at the moment, it's name
no,
of the
not
song
at
that
the...
is.
Okay.
I'll all take right, a point for that, I reckon.
Just quickly test him.
Nath.
Grace.
All right, we're good. All right, this is song number one.
Well, these are going to be guitar songs.
I'm
going to
suck at this too. Oh, I know it.
I've never heard this song before.
You've never heard this song?
No. I've heard it, but I mean, that means nothing to me.
Who is this, Green Day?
I know the song, but I don't know the name.
Well, Jimmy, you could have picked songs that we know.
There's not a huge list of songs where the song title doesn't appear. Come on. Do you know? Does anyone know the artist?
Nope.
It's not Blink-182.
It's Blink-182?
Yeah. That's 1 point.
Yeah, Nath gets a point.
Half a point, maybe.
No, you get 1 point for artist and one point for song title.
It's Blink-182.
Blink-182.
I'm going to guess What's My Age Again.
No, it's not.
No, that's that is a Blink-182 song.
No, I don't know the name of it.
No, no one? No. Do you lock anything in? It's the name of someone. And then song.
Stacey's song.
Meryl Streep song.
No, Adam's song.
No, I wouldn't have got that.
Well, that was good start,
guys. I'm on the board.
No, Nath, you're on the board. Yeah, you get 1 point. Yeah, Nath gets 1 point. Yeah. Nath is on the board. All right, song number two.
Nath.
Grace.
Oh, Nath is
Coldplay,
in there.
Viva La Vida.
Yes, 2 points there. That's it, game's over.
Great. Oh, so that's actually? It.
There's a
well,
win.
I mean, he's got 3 points. You're going to get 2 points out of the next.
Do you want to play? This is for a bit of honour, this one.
All right.
Wow, that I did. Good.
Coldplay?
Good for you, yeah.
Well, I have been to a couple of Coldplay concerts, and you know my girlfriend loves it. I know all this. I mean, really, that could have been any Coldplay song because they all sound the same.
Yeah. Viva La Vida, yeah. Never say Viva La Vida.
No, they never say it, yeah.
In the song. All right, this is just for a little bit of pride for producer
Grace. I can't believe
Grace.
I've got up here. This,
well, yeah. You didn't know the first one, so.
He knew the artist.
Let's stretch it from the board.
You said Green Day.
Well, it's the vibe.
You more than you, mate.
All right, song number three.
Grace.
Yes.
Oh, I've got to stop it.
Song, yeah. It is, it's the one that goes, woohoo, and it's in the Thunderbirds.
No, it's not.
No?
No. You're thinking of Song 2 by Blur.
That's
woo-hoo,
one.
Woohoo, man, I feel it. That's not what that song was.
Well, I have no idea. These are bad songs. I blame you.
So well, I know out. She's not on any points, so you can't minus any, but if she was on a point, just
you
say so no.
You can play a bit more of the song, though.
Woohoo!
Oh, smells like Teen Spirit.
You can't, it comes in!
Jim?
You're out.
Nath.
Yes, Nath.
Smells like Teen Spirit.
By?
Jet?
Nirvana.
Nirvana.
Nirvana?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give Grace 8 points.
That's 2 points. And I got both of them right.
No, you know. I'm giving Nath 4 points.
Why is he getting 4 points?
Because you're already. But I'm generously giving you 8 points.
I don't like anything.
This game. You two both do not have taste in music.
The question we're asking now, 13, 10, 60, Hobart, jump on the phones. What is your hangover cure? What is your hangover cure? Maybe you invented it yourself. Maybe it's just the one that works perfectly for you. Maybe you inherited it from somebody else. What is your hangover cure? Because a group of nutritionists, they have provided a list to debunk the myths of what will and won't work to ease a hangover. So top of the list is something that we've tried many times, that many people try, many of our mates tell us.
Stop drinking.
Yeah, well, it doesn't work. Does not work. No, it is along that line. Hair of the dog, which is, of course, continuing to drink.
That's the worst.
The next morning.
Recommendation.
Which is a horrible idea.
Yeah.
Do not do it. Now, nutritionists have just...
No, I mean... You're talking about beating the hangover, it just delays the hangover.
Prolongs the hangover, which is what these nutritionists have said.
Yeah, and it doesn't stop it.
You don't need to be an expert to figure that out, because if you're hungover from drinking too much and then you drink more, what do you think's going to happen?
Just delaying the... It's worse, it ends up being worse.
So drinking more, the hair of the dog does not work.
Well, it works for that brief window of time.
But it prolongs it.
Yes.
It's just going to extend it. It's going to keep happening until you stop drinking.
Because I do love a Bloody Mary.
No, you do. You do love a Bloody Mary. Too many of those. And,
no, not as much as our friend Stan.
Oh, God, he has too many. He drinks them when he's not even hungover.
I only have one in the morning of. Mm. We went out day drinking at like midday.
Yeah.
And what do you have, like six or seven
Bloody Marys? All right, here's the second one that they said doesn't work. Vomiting. Tac Vom.
Don't do that.
Which, I mean, I strongly against vomiting. I hate it. I hate it with a passion. I'm also a very bad vomiter. Very horrible.
Don't. That's just awful.
Oh, horrible.
But they make said, people, yeah, don't make yourself vomit.
No, of course. People saying it makes very little difference to your alcohol level and it just, again, makes it worse.
I mean, I'm not a doctor or a scientist, but just don't put your fingers. Come on, guys.
Don't touch bacon sandwiches, but carb loading is a good thing, apparently. So when you wake up with a hangover, your blood sugar levels are low, which can make you feel lethargic. You should eat carbohydrates for energy to try and replace the vitamins, but avoid fatty, oily food. Things like bacon sandwiches, which contain high levels of unhealthy fats, they're bad. Because your body's already under strain from dealing with alcohol, and this can just make it worse.
Yeah.
Which is something that I didn't know, because I often crave unhealthy, oily foods afterwards, because I think that's what's going to make it better. But no, carb loading, yes. So have like a pasta. Have a pasta. Don't go and have a greasy burger.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think you feel better eating something in the morning. Are you talking in the morning?
In the morning, yeah. In the morning.
I've chatted to my GP about this. Water's the...
That's my go-to.
Because a lot of hangovers are caused by... look, I mean, if you drink too much, you just drink too much. But a lot of hangovers are caused by dehydration.
Yeah, and this is a big thing.
Because instead of drinking water, you're drinking other things, especially like high sugary things.
I'm very preemptive, so I'll have water when I get home. I'll just scull as much water as I can.
The go-to is like every couple of drinks, have a glass of water. And that beats the headache from...
That helps.
Being dehydrated. Mm. That's not hangover, that's just being dehydrated.
You do have a couple of things that you do when you're hungover though, don't you?
Yeah, just stay in bed for 3 days.
Yeah. Well, no, the shower. I was thinking Macca's in the shower. It's your favourite.
That doesn't beat the hangover.
Why do you keep doing it?
It's just... I don't know.
I do keep on doing it.
I do love sitting in a shower.
Pulling up a stool, sitting in the shower.
That's just me being sad. I'm just feeling sorry for myself.
It's not a hangover cure. It's just
nothing I to this day have tried. Everything that anyone's ever told me.
Yeah.
I've done the greasy food. I've done all that. If you drink too much, you drink too much. Mm. You can't. The magic drinks, the hydrolyte, everything.
Doesn't work, mate.
If you're hungover.
Doesn't work.
You're hungover.
Walking in the cold, I find works for me.
Walking backwards as you eat an onion and pat yourself on the head.
No, tried that one last weekend. Does not work.
If you drink too much, you've got to be hungover.
But some people might have cures for themselves, you know what I mean?
I refuse to believe. I just don't believe it. I think if you drink too much, you drink too much.
All right, 131060, jump on the phones right now. Do you have a hangover cure? What works for you? Maybe you got something that works for you. I know everything works personally for people. Jim, we were just talking hangover cures. 131060, what is your hangover cure after a group of nutritionists have come out and confirmed that a lot of things that people try don't actually work?
Oh, I've chatted to my GP about it. A mate of mine studied, he's a nutritionalist. Mm. I've spoken to him about it. I'm happy to try everything, but at the end of the day, I just think if you drink too much, nothing works.
Absolutely. Well, the main things they're saying is to have carbs, not too oily, and drink water. Water and carbs.
If I have water and carbs and drink 10,000 beers, I'll tell you what, I'm going to be hungover. But I will say, I am willing to try stuff. I've tried everything that anyone's ever told me. Nothing's worked so far. So if someone has a suggestion that I haven't heard of, I'll try it this weekend.
Absolutely. Preempting.
Oh, someone messaged me the F45. They got like the, what is it, the trials or the...
The challenge, the playoffs.
Playoffs. It's a fitness test. It's Sunday morning and one of the trainers, Nathan, shout out Nathan, messaged me and said, Jim, can't you in Sunday morning? I was like, mate, no chance.
I got the same message.
100% forecast of Jim being hungover and potentially trying a new hangover cure.
Brianna from Sorrel, hangover cures, what do you got?
So when I go to bed, I have a Hydralyte Icy Pole.
Hydralyte icy pole. Do they make icy poles or are you making your own, Brianna?
No, they make them.
Oh, actually?
They're actually for kids.
Oh, so, okay. So where do you get these from, Brianna?
Just from the chemist.
From the chemist.
See,
right, okay.
Brianna, yep. I'm the same. I think you're the same thing. If you're beating the hangover by the headache that you get from not having enough water, and that's what Hydralyte does, is rehydrate you. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and then the next morning you actually eat cold watermelon as well, really helps.
This is something I haven't heard of.
How long have you been practicing the old cold watermelon thing, Brianna?
Oh, since I was young.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
Hopefully since she was 18, mate.
Well, I still am young, so.
Okay, good. And Brianna, why do you think it helps? Why do you think the cold watermelon helps?
Because watermelon is just mostly water anyway.
Hence the name.
That's so true.
I mean, water, then melon.
It says it on
how
the tin.
Often, okay, how often are you doing this and how often is it successful?
I'd say 50% of the time. Depends how much I drink.
See,
there you go.
Jimmy's rule. Yeah. You drink too much.
It should be called nothing. Jimmy's law.
Jimmy's law. You drink too much, you can't beat the hangover.
Noah from Sandy Bay, hangover cures. What do you got?
Good morning, lads. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we got the notebook on repeat, a packet of twisties, and a Bloody Mary.
Notebook on repeat, packet of twisties, and a Bloody Mary. I love the combo. okay, how?
What does the notebook do?
Well, it inspires. Basically, Noah inspires.
Okay.
To never do it again.
He kept the faith rally, and he kept it real. So basically, and then, you know, see if Tinder's blowing up, and next thing you know, we're living the dream again.
Okay, so when you're watching The Notebook, do you have to watch the whole movie before the hangover starts to be cured, or is it kind of halfway through, or is it throughout the entire you can feel the hangover dissipating?
No, well, it's a mentality. It gets you through it. It gets you through it. So the hangover hangs in there, but The Notebook gets you through it.
It sounds like you need to watch it now. You might be still drunk, buddy.
Tammy. I think I can hear in the background.
Tammy from Midway Point. Tammy, hangover cures.
Potato cakes and a can of V.
Potato cakes and a can of V. Okay.
At what time, or just when you wake up, Tammy?
Yeah, well, I struggle out of bed and crawl down to the shop.
Right, yeah, okay. All right. Again, how long have you been practicing this for, Tammy?
Oh, that'd be saying my age.
Okay. How often does it work, Tammy?
Mostly every time.
Mostly, okay. How many potato cakes, Tammy?
What? Depends on how hungover I am. It's usually three or four.
Three or four. Just ripping through those with a V.
Depending. Are we talking the big can of V, little V?
The big can.
Big can.
Okay. Yeah, so again, it's very easy to tell how many drinks Tammy had the night before. You just count the potato cakes. Just ask a question, 131060, honest feedback, Jim. One of our favourite things we do is just giving the people of Hobart the opportunity to give us some feedback on the show, be it a suggestion or something they want us to improve on.
Yeah, look, we love hearing that you love the show, but, you know, it's your show, Hobart. We want to improve on the stuff that we're not good at.
Absolutely.
No one called earlier, so I thought everything was perfect, but I think someone has managed to...
Yeah, so we've got somebody to call through with some honest feedback, Tommy from Sanford. G'day, Tom. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Going all right, Tommy. You got some honest feedback or a suggestion for the show?
Yeah, I do. So I've called up before for Alpha Bucks. Nath, I ran into you in the Mount Field a couple of weeks ago, and a friend told me you gave me a shout out. I missed it because I wasn't in the car.
I think I messaged you on Instagram where I met baby and your partner.
Yeah.
And don't try and buddy him up, Nath. Sorry, Tom. Nath's just trying to buddy you up. He doesn't like the honest feedback.
He's a good bloke. And I went to go listen to it on the podcast, and you guys cut out the bits where people call in.
Oh, okay. I mean, this probably is
this one. This one goes through the executive producer of the show.
You can come in. So we don't put the podcast together.
That would be the executive producer of the show. Here
so,
she is.
So, Tom, were there specific moments you're talking about that have been cut out?
Yeah. So, when I've caught up Play Alpha Bucks before, I've gone back to listen to it and it wasn't there. There's other times when, I'll call up and be like, oh, I want to listen to that again. It's not there anymore.
Maybe
my wife always laughs at me for calling up radio stations. I'm like, no, listen to it. Oh, wait, it's not there.
Oh, it's not there.
Yeah. Okay. Your wife's probably like, sure, you got on the radio, Tom. Whatever.
So we don't usually put Alpha Bucks in, but possibly that's something we could start doing, definitely.
Putting Alpha Bucks in the pod.
Yes.
Mm. What do you think about that, Tom? Do you think we should be putting Alpha Bucks into the podcast?
I mean, if people need a train for this $1 million, guys, I think it's worthwhile.
That's a good idea.
A really good point, actually.
Great idea, Tommy.
From Monday morning, people are going to be in the running for $1 million. So
yeah.
it's not a bad shout.
People can go listen to the podcast. They can practice, hear the questions.
But Tom, you're also, okay, but that's something we can do. We can put the podcast in.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
But Tom, you're saying that you've listened back to the podcast, you've called for other things, and you haven't made the podcast. That's true, isn't it?
Yeah. Apparently I'm just not good enough to make the cut, guys. You just cut me out.
Well, I just want to get to the bottom of this problem, Tom. Maybe Producer Grace just doesn't like you.
No, that is not true. Absolutely not true, Tom.
What is it about Tom's content that...
No, Tom, can you give me some examples of things you've called for before?
I've called up for Alpha Bucks once, and I called up for a suggestion of... I can't even remember what it was.
Mm.
And not that you can go back and listen to it, Tom, because it's not there.
No,
is
I
it?
Couldn't.
Even if you wonder, oh, I'll just refresh my memory and listen. Oh, no, it's gone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wanted to say to you, Tom, the good news is you can go back and listen to this because it'll be in the podcast, but producer Grace has just looked at me and... Yes, that's right, Jim. A game as easy as ABC. The way it works, we give you a letter of the alphabet, 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct, you take home the $1,000. However, we announced it earlier in the week, and you're going to find out more details this time tomorrow morning, because soon, just by getting all 10 correct, you could be in the running to win $1 million. Guaranteed.
Trying to get all the details tomorrow.
Details tomorrow, 100%. All details tomorrow. The first time you could get in the running to win $1 million guaranteed is Monday. So for all the deets, make sure you're listening tomorrow. This morning playing for $1,000. So Georgie from Mornington. Hi, Georgie. How are you?
Great, guys. How you doing?
Come on, Rob. How you
always,
doing?
Always enjoy when you call the show, Georgie. You bring such a positive, I don't know, fun energy.
Mm. Absolutely. I've been inspired by Nate, and I've done the Joker's comedy course recently, so we've got our big performance in a week.
Oh, good on
the,
you.
Georgie, you're not the first person to say that to Nath. You're inspiring many up-and-coming comedians.
Yeah, Nath. I'll tell you what, she could be on the big stage doing a Netflix special. Georgie, I love that. How are you finding it? How is the comedy coming together?
It's fantastic. Gavin Baskerville is one of the best teachers ever, and our group is so hilarious. So it's going to be a good one. You should come along.
He's very good, isn't he, Gav?
He's great. Yeah. He's a
ledge. Get on you, Georgie. We'll have to come and watch. We'll have to come and see some of your stuff.
Totally. Next week at the Jokers.
I can't confirm that. I'm a busy. Jimmy's busy at things. So
I'll see you.
It's a week away. I don't even know what I'm doing this weekend.
No, it's hard to lock him down hours ahead, Georgie, let alone a week. All right, let's see if we can win you $1,000, hey? Today, Georgie, your letter is G. As in G.
Oh, my God, Georgie.
For Georgie, absolutely. Your 30-second start's the end of the first topic I give you. You can pass and we can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Georgie from Mornington, are you ready to play?
I am. Let's go.
All right, Georgie, your first question, beginning with G. Give me a TV show. A constellation.
God's Face.
An Ed Sheeran song.
Good Time.
Something at a wedding.
A groom.
An animal.
Giraffe.
A video game.
Goko.
A breed of cow.
Goonie cow.
A Hobart gym.
Great gym.
Sesame Street character.
Godzilla.
A lot. Is part of your routine, Georgie?
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
I answered them in my own way.
Well, you answered all the questions you were given. There was one question left, a lolly. You got an answer for us, Georgie?
Oh, a gobstopper.
Yeah, that's
one of the correct answers, which is good.
You went so quickly, Georgie, I had to write everything down. I missed a TV show. What did you say for a TV show?
Goonies.
Oh, the Goonies.
Goonies. She's a TV
show. Is that a movie?
I don't know. I thought
back
it was...
in the day, 1980s, it's all right.
Oh, I know the movie. I didn't know it was a TV show. No.
That's how it started.
Oh, it started as a TV show?
Look, Jim, I'll tell you, I don't think Georgie's getting the thou anyway, so just give it to
her. You
want
to give her a constellation God Space?
Did you say God's Space or God's Face, Georgie?
I thought I said Gemini, but hey, it might have been
God. No, you did not.
Ed Sheeran song, Good Times.
One of the classics.
A breed of cow, the Goonie cow.
The Goonie cow?
Yeah, haven't you seen it in the paddock with its little calf?
Yeah, the Hobart gym, the great gym.
It's a good gym, that one.
And my favourite of all time, my favourite Sesame Street character, Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Yeah.
Mm,
Godzilla with Bert and Ernie.
Hey, it's me, it's Bert.
Oh, it's Godzilla. Now, Jim, something we've discovered this year, something that we also backed up yesterday, is that I've got a unique skill. We spoke about it yesterday, demonstrated a few weeks ago. I've demonstrated it with you. It is a skill whereby I can find and locate anything that has been lost. You found me. I'm now officially known as the show's finder, or just the finder. Hashtag the finder.
I think Finder Man.
Finder Man.
Finder
no,
Man.
That sounds like an app. Just
sounds like an app that producer Grace is on.
Yeah. One of. Yeah. No, just the Fonda. Hashtag the Fonda.
Fonda man. No, yeah, I'm going
no,
Fonda man.
No, just the Fonda.
No, Fonda man. No, what's that in the sky? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Fonda man.
Who do we need? A Fonda man. No, just the Fonda. No. The Fonda.
Is that Nath? Yeah, it's Fonda man.
Nah, just Fonda.
You can wear my glasses when you're Nath, and then you take them off.
Oh, like Clark Kent.
And you're Fonda man.
Yeah. No, just Fonda.
Big F on you.
Yeah, I can have it. Big F is fine, but just chest. The Fonda. Hashtag
man.
F. Yeah, no man.
The Fonda man.
We had Lucy from Carlton yesterday. She confirmed my abilities. Also, on the fly, this just shows how good I am. On the fly, I managed to find something else for her that she lost. So, Lucy, what I'm hearing from you, tell me if I'm translating you correctly, is Nath has a unique set of skills designed to find anything in Hobart and can use this to the betterment of the people within Tasmania.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
Super enthusiastic. Yeah.
Well, Luce, if you could find some enthusiasm, and I'll tell
you. Luce, do you think Nath should like dress up like Superman in a costume with a big F on his chest?
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. See that? Mm-hmm. More enthusiasm.
Yeah, yeah. It's growing. She's found it. Once again, I've helped her find something, haven't I? It's just my skills, mate, helping people find things.
I've always said you're a great finder.
So what I wanted to do is just open it up to the people of Hobart again to help them out. 131060, jump on the phones right now. What did you lose? What have you lost recently, or what have you lost well in the past? And I will help you find it. In fact, I can guarantee 100% that I will find it for you. I will help you find it.
What's the time frame, finder man?
Just finder. It's fine.
Worry about finding. I'll come up with a catchy name.
10 years. 10 years.
Find a man.
I like that.
He has a finding plan. Oh. Can he find your thing? Well, give us a ring. Look Thanks. Out. There is the finder man.
The finder. There you go. Jim, I am the finder, or as you have said, the finder man.
Find a man.
I like that.
He has a finding plan. Oh. Can he find your thing? Well, give us a ring. Look Thanks. Out. There is the finder man.
The finder. There you go. Yeah, as you put it in there so eloquently, Jim, I have a unique skill, a very good skill to be able to find anything that has been lost within the last 10 years just by talking to somebody. I get this sense, I get this feeling, and I know where they are, the things are.
Well, well done to me. Did that live.
Yeah, well done, mate.
Didn't have anything prepped. That's live radio. That's why I love live radio.
The singer man.
Never know what's going to happen. Mm. Came up with a theme song for the finder man.
That's good. It's great.
The finder.
Yeah, the finder. I just threw that on the end.
I love that at the end.
Yeah.
It's the finder, man.
The finder. The finder. Find your things. All right, let's go to Justine from West Moon, because this is the thing. I don't want to keep this skill to myself. I want to make sure that I can help the people of Hobart use it for good and not use it for evil. Justine, I don't know how I'd lose it for evil by not telling people.
Yeah.
I know where it is. Not telling. Justine from West Moon. Justine, what have you lost?
I've lost my wedding and engagement ring.
And you know what? I could sense that. I could feel that you've lost that.
Right. How about this, Nath? Guess when Justine lost it. How many years ago was it?
Roughly 7 years ago, Justine, I reckon.
No, a few months ago.
Yeah, about a few months ago, of course. That's what I was...
7 years off, or Justine. 3 months.
Yeah, then. Well, she cut me off. 7 years.
You haven't finished yet.
Well, 7 years is when you met your partner 7 years ago.
Oh, no. Yeah. I met him a long time ago.
Yeah, but you really fell in love with him 7 years ago, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes, I knew it. I knew that.
You found
the answer there,
found
didn't I?
Found when love really...
See, I could find anything, even things that are just, you know, not tangible. I can find that stuff.
Justine, I'll let Nath guess. Was Justine a couple of months ago when she lost her wedding and engagement?
Well, that's it. No, well, Justine, I need you to tell me that, because I can't locate where people are. Like, I don't know where she was.
That's not how it works. I'm not the finder man. You're the finder man.
I need a few details.
I took them off in the bathroom.
Yeah. So you took them off in the bathroom. Yeah, a couple of months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it was your bathroom?
Yes, my bathroom.
Okay, and what, were you having a shower or a bath?
Shower.
You're having a shower. How long do you normally shower for, Justo?
Oh, depends.
Depends. With this particular time, how long were you showering for? Quick one, long one?
Oh, quick one.
Quick one, yeah.
So Justine, you've had a quick shower, and what, you got out of the shower and they weren't there anymore?
No, I left them there because developed a bit of a rash under the finger there. So I left him off for a little while.
Yeah.
Yep.
Went to put them back on and they were gone.
And they had gone, yeah.
How long was that time between, you know, leaving the shower and then going back?
Maybe a week.
So is it, am I right in suggesting a bit of ring dermatitis there, Justine?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a common thing and often the cause of many lost rings, as I've experienced in the past.
If you don't want to lose a ring, don't take it off. But sometimes...
No, exactly,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you're right.
Sometimes you have to... Now, Justine, where have you looked for the rings so far?
Everywhere. The vacuum cleaner.
Yep.
Under the bed.
Okay.
In everywhere.
Justine, where are you right now?
I am sitting in the car on the side of the road.
You're sitting in the car. Well, that's perfect because I think I know where your rings are.
Oh, where?
They're in your car. They're in your car with you right now.
In my car?
Yes, they are in there because...
I was going to guess that they fell down the sink, but...
Well, we haven't got there yet, and you're also not the finder. You're the over-talker at the moment, is what you
are. Sorry.
Sorry.
Justine.
So, Justine, what I need you to do... You're in the driver's seat?
I am.
Okay, there's a little... to the right, on the door there on the right, there's a little hole there normally where you can put cups and stuff there. Is that there?
There is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I just want you to put your hand down there. Feel around.
No, sorry.
No, well,
nothing,
that's...
Nothing there.
Yeah, no, well, that's not where it is. I just wanted you to do that just to make sure you're spatially aware.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, of course. Now, Justine, I want you to lean over to the other side and do the same on the other door.
No, nothing there. Oh, shit.
You found it, haven't you?
No.
Oh. Okay. Justine, I know where your rings are.
Where?
They've fallen down the drain. And I could...
Don't tell me that.
Yeah, no, they have. They have. So what I need you to do is...
I feel like that's what I said earlier, but...
No, shush. it was obvious because you could see in my eyes that I knew where they were. Justine...
Justine, have you looked down the sink?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Yeah, I think when you get home, Justine, I need you to look down there because they're in there. They're calling to me. They're like, no, find her. They're in there.
Find her, man.
Do you know a plumber, Justine?
Do I know a plumber?
Mm.
Nah. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, see, I knew you knew a plumber. What's his name or her name?
Roger.
I need you to call Roger and you need to tell him, Roger, my rings are in the drain and I need you to get them out because that's where they are, Justine, okay?
That's okay. I think the husband will be able to do that.
Yeah, he can do that, absolutely. Well, Justine, congratulations. Your rings have been found. Anything you want to say?
Thank you.
No, my pleasure. My absolute pleasure. And, guys, I've done it again.
Find a man.
I have done it again.
He can't be stopped.
The rings have been found. They are in the drain, Justine. Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.